His campaign and his surrogates have made wild and reckless accusations that disgrace the office of the presidency. This is what an angry and desperate presidency looks like. Mr. President, take your campaign of division and anger and hate back to Chicago.
Woo! Take it back to Chicago, that anger and hate. So when I listen to that, to me the words seem sort of loaded, but I wanted to get you all's thoughts. Tory, what did you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, that really bothered me. You notice he says anger twice. He's really trying to use racial coding and access some really deep stereotypes about the angry black man. This is part of the playbook against Obama, the otherization. He's not like us. I know it's a heavy thing to say, I don't say it lightly, but this is niggerization. You are not one of us. And then you are like the scary black man who we've been trained to fear. And the idea of locating anger around Barack Obama just doesn't fit with who he is and who he has trained himself to be, going back to high school, training himself to be no drama Obama.
So who are they talking to then here?
Well, but they're talking to people who are trained to hate him, who want to hate him. It's a base turnout election, so this is how we can rev up the base to work against
him. Let me get this straight, just so I have this straight. In addition to calling Mitt Romney something of a racist and the whole of the base as racist, Joe Biden makes a racially charged comment, which you and many others on the left called divisive. Mitt Romney comes out, calls that comment divisive. But because he used the word angry, now his is the racially charged comment. Do you see how dishonest that is?
Well, you know, I didn't call anybody racist, right? Because I don't want to deal with that. It's a bit too much.
Certainly, but I'm saying that he's implying that Mitt Romney and the base will respond to this dog whistle, racially charged coding.
Absolutely.
And hate Obama, the angry black man?
The GOP has been working
with... That is so irresponsible, Trey.
The GOP has been working with racial codes going back to Reagan and perhaps before. I mean, going back to Nixon with the war on drugs, Reagan with the welfare queens, the first Bush with the Willie Horton. I mean, this is typical Lee Atwater politics, Karl Rove politics. This is typical Republican
playbook.
Again,
so then the whole of the party uses this racial coding.
That.
He's
not saying
This is not a revolutionary comment. This is a constituency all-white party that rejects the black
you
vote.
You have two white guys in Joe Biden and Mitt Romney. Joe Biden made the overtly racial comment and has a history of making bigoted remarks. Mitt Romney was responding to that comment, and yet he is the one responsible for the whole Republican history of racism in politics.
But that's not what Tory's saying.
But he's using
his words.
No, he can speak for himself.
No, but he's using the playbook that Republicans have been using for decades now. And I was just waiting. This is not my view. This has been laid out
by
many scholars.
I would just suggest there is.